I would like to call everyone to order on this regular meeting of the Ambrose Recreation and Park District Board of Directors on this wonderful, beautiful Thursday, October 10th, 2019.
Okay, you're ready.
Ms. Jess.
Director Torlakson.
Here.
Director Garcia.
Hi.
Director Hoagland.
Here.
Director Lopez Garcia.
Here.
And Director Hudson.
Here. Citizen Delano, will you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, fellow board members, do I have...
I move to approve the agenda as presented.
Thank you, Director.
I second it.
Thank you.
Okay, Director Torlakson.
Aye.
Director Garcia.
Aye.
Director Hoagland.
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia.
Aye.
Director Hudson.
Aye. Moving on to the consent calendar. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item.
Madam Chair, could we please remove the minutes?
Pull the minutes, okay. Do I have any other pulls?
No.
Do I have a motion for...
I make a motion that we approve the consent calendar without item A.
I'll second it.
Thank you, sir. Jess.
Director Torlakson.
Aye.
Director Garcia.
Aye.
Director Hoagland.
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia.
Aye.
And Director Hudson.
Aye. And moving on to the minutes of the September 12th regular meeting.
Madam Secretary, under board matters, on item A, they have correctly got board member Lopez Garcia absent, and under item B, they happen to have Director Hoagland absent, except that at the beginning it says Director Hoagland shared his thoughts. I don't think you can share your thoughts and be absent.
Ooh.
So if we could fix that Lopez Garcia was absent in both items,
yes,
and that Hoagland was here in both items, that I think we brought up the problem.
Would that make you happy?
I'm happy anyway.
Thank you, Jess. Is that it for
that's
that?
That's it.
Okay.
So with that correction, I would move the consent calendar item A.
I'll second it.
Thank you, directors.
All right. Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye. And moving on, no presentation. So moving on to the general manager's report.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We got through the PG&E crisis. I did get a call in the evening on Tuesday, yes, Tuesday, from Federal Glover regarding perhaps using the community center as a place where people can gather if there was an emergency situation should it arise. I did inform him, and the public should know, that this building was built in 1935 and rehabbed in 1977, and we're not particularly set up for emergencies without significant help from outside agencies.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a backup generator provide the power in case power goes out. So we do provide this as a space for other agencies should they need to use that. So we were on standby, and fortunately we did not have to use the center for an emergency center for this particular event. Youth Academy acceptance letter dinner was very nice. There was, it was about 140 people, 140 people there in attendance. And this was the night that the kids were admitted into the academy, and they started the following Monday, I believe. So a very nice event. Randy and Hezekiah did a great job with the event itself, and we look forward to a very successful academy. Just to kind of share with you some of the strategies that we use when we promote our program. We started a soccer program, and we were three kids on the roster, which is kind of unusual. We're trying to figure out which is the best way to promote, because there's 20 slots and two different programs. So there's 40 kids that can be taken to the program. We had three. So Laura went on Peachtree, which is the vehicle that gets the information out to the children, the students at the schools. And both camps filled with 40, and there's a wait list of 11. So
wow.
We went from 3 to 51, I believe, people that were interested in that. So she did a great job with that.
Nice.
The haunted hallway, we talked about that before, but I just want to let you know, because we may not meet before the next event. So that will be on Halloween, the 31st, in Randy's group. It'll be one of the first events that the teens and the academy will be working together to host this this event. So we're excited about that.
Do you know what time?
I know, do you?
I think it's 5.
5?
Mm-hmm. Had a meeting with the CISRCO again. They're coming down to the final phases of the project. There's an application that needs to be filled out by our senior finance person. And it will require another meeting. We may have to call a special meeting because there is a requirement that a resolution is passed by the board to turn in the application, similar as it is this with the grant applications. This is a grant opportunity that provides a 1% interest grant, there's only so much funds available, so it'd be competitive, but we need to get our application in right, because first come, first serve if you qualify. So just wanted to let you know that. Security cameras have been installed at the pool. They turned out much better than we thought. We were putting some cameras in there to keep the costs within budget that we didn't think would provide a crystal clear picture, because we didn't need that. We just need motion, and that would alert staff that somebody was in the pool. But as it turned out, these things are very, very clear. You can see quite well with the cameras that we have. So staff can monitor both locations on their phone and able to contact the authorities should we find somebody in the area. So that's very encouraging. And as you know, it's been a problematic area for theft. So hopefully this will deter some of that. We had a homeless encampment that was up above, they call it the soccer field, the baseball fields up above there. They had settled in there, were cutting the fence. We had some neighbors that were concerned about that, so we worked together with actually three organizations come together really well. It's the district, the county, and the city of Pittsburgh, and we've done it's almost like a task force that have done a really good job at mobilizing and getting this stuff out. But our staff, after the items have been tagged and we have the appropriate wait time, then they go in and they remove the stuff and throw it away. And then what we do is we're trying to figure out, you know, what the situation is. There were some trees there. We're providing a canopy. It was, you know, inviting people to create an encampment underneath the tree. So we thinned out the trees so it wasn't quite as cozy up there. So, of course, always thinning a tree helps anyway. So we've got that resolved for the moment. As you know, this problem just reoccurs somewhere else, but that's just where we're at with that one now. And Jessica's working through the audit. The auditors will be here in December, January, somewhere around there.
I think next month.
Yes.
We haven't picked a date yet.
So that's coming up shortly. And I did meet with CC and May on Saturday morning about the foundation and the status of the foundation. We had a very informative meeting. We learned a lot. CC did a really good job of presenting a flow chart to let us know exactly the steps that need to be taken. Again, this is going to be a long process. It looks like it's up to 6 months for getting the federal tax-exempt status. So, but this is a real positive step towards that direction. So I think that there's movement forward. It seems like we've been stagnant for a bit on the foundation, but that's real positive news. And that's all I have.
Moving on. No legal counsel report, and next, public communications. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the board of directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. A request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the board chair. Do I have anybody wishing to speak? Forever hold your peace, people. Okay, let's see.
Delaney, you didn't want to tell
them. You didn't want to?
You didn't want to tell them about your... Your event?
I can.
Well, come on up.
It's up to you, brother. Right.
Well, good evening, board.
Hey, Delano.
It's always a pleasure.
Always.
Our Bayport partnership is, meetings are off the chain, basically, you know. Today, we might have to try to find another room. We have standing room only. It's about 30 people trying to squeeze in that little room today, you know. So, but it's very, it's been very informative, and a lot of information is coming up out of there. And our next meeting, we're going to have a member from the DA department will be coming back in and providing information. We have our annual Thanksgiving coming up, and that's going to be awesome, you know. Here again, we'll be here at the facilities, and you know, so we're inviting the park board to be a part of it if they like, if they can. And if you know anybody that's going to need turkeys this year, let us know. So far, we got about almost 400 donated, about that. So and groceries will also be provided, you know. And this is we'll do that the week of Thanksgiving. We'll do that before we do the Thanksgiving dinner. So we will have the turkeys and groceries. And also we're looking at starting Memorial Day parade committee so that we can really get the schools involved, you know, and hopefully they can build floats, get the parents and the teachers working together. And if not, build and float, decorate a car, just something to get the community involved, you know, so we can have a lot of fun with that, you know. So we got a few things going on. Next month, we'll be doing our presentation on our men's center. That'll be at the MAC meeting, and it's coming along real good. I thought I'd known I was going to speak, I brought the drawings so you guys could take a look at it. I can't read it real good, but I'm quite sure if you guys saw it, you can see that it's gonna be beautiful, you know. So it's a few things going on, you know, a lot of cooperation, a lot of organizations now are working together, and they see that we can do so much more by just working together. You know, thank the Carissa, Ava, she's been a big help to me, you know. She knows how to do a lot of things. She just steps right on here and then, oh, Delano, come on in here. So I get a lot of help from her. So I just want to let you know, I really appreciate you guys' help. And thank you for the use of the facilities here. And it's just a pleasure being here, being a part of the Ambrose Center, being a part of this community, and just working together. I enjoy it. You know, so thank you for your time, and hopefully that you'll all be a part of what we're trying to do.
I've got a quick question, Delano.
Yes, yes, yes.
When does the Bay Point Partnership meet? I used to be on there.
The second Thursday of each month at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
At 2 o'clock?
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
3 to 4:30.
Thursday? Today?
Yes.
Okay.
It was today.
3.
Okay. Yeah.
Did they not meet for a while?
No.
Okay.
All right. No.
Thank you. I just want to say that I may be the person that helps you, but it comes from Spark Point.
We'll let them know. We really appreciate it. Love them too. Yeah. And also, next month, we will be starting putting together our committee for unity in the community. That is, I like to cheat a little bit, you know, try to get the committee together so we'll be ready to go in January.
Yeah.
You know, don't wait till January to start everything. So we'll be starting with that next month also.
You're a planner. I love it.
Madam Chair,
yes.
When is the Thanksgiving event?
It's going to be on Thanksgiving Day.
On the date, so yes.
Yeah. Okay. And what we try to do is do it early enough so everybody can still be with their families.
Right.
You know, so
is it still 10 to 2?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but we have to be here. You said it's 7?
Well, 8 o'clock.
8.
And that'll give us time to decorate the gym and the halls. And I think the Sheriff Department is still delivering dinner this year. We'll be more, we mentioned it today that we'll be more coordinated about getting those addresses to you in plenty of time so you can coordinate better.
Yeah.
So
So that's really a blessing. And hopefully, along with a hot meal, they'll also get groceries also.
Thank you so much.
And the other thing is, anyone that you know that, any family here in the community or outside the community, if you know of them that need groceries, yeah. We still do a ongoing food program. So if you know a family needs food, we can provide a box of groceries for them within 30 to 40 minutes.
Awesome. Thanks, Delana.
Okay.
Excuse me. Delana, do we just call you direct on that?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. All right, moving on to board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should first fill out and submit a request to speak form to be recognized by the chair. Please address the board and limit your comments to the specific item being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. First, consider authorizing the general manager and interested board members to attend the 2020 California Parks and Recreation Society State Conference. Sure.
So the conference this year is down south, switches from here to there, with Sacramento last year, and I think everybody went to the Sacramento event last year. And this one's going to be in Long Beach, and I will be attending. Actually, Director Hoagland and I will be providing one of the seminars that one of the sessions, and I think Mr. Hoagland is also having a session with our good friend Kurt Kidder.
Really?
Yeah, that's correct.
Nice.
Three in total. So, anyway, I plan on going, and the discussion is which of any of the other board members that would like to go also.
Any of the other directors want to
and
join?
And the dates are?
The 10th and the 13th.
10th through the 13th.
Yeah.
March 10th.
Now, it's not, I have to tell you that the reality is that isn't the 10th, I've turned my phone off so it wouldn't ring. So the 10th, I think, is Tuesday, and if it is, that's a dead day because it's only the professional staff that do things on that day. And Friday is kind of a wash. There's not a great deal that goes on. Like all the sessions that I'm teaching are on Thursday.
Right.
And the reason is because our association has the banquet on Thursday night, so we try to make everything so the commissioners and board members can, like, do, if they're doing a day, that would be the day to do, would be Thursday. I would like to go, I don't have to have a registration. I just need to have a hotel and airfare because the CPRS is, because I'm a presenter, same thing with you. So.
I have a question. What is are you presenting? That seminar that you and Steve
are presenting? What are the sessions?
For Steve and I, it's a roundtable on, I think it's the bifurcation of staff and board members. So, where the line is drawn between the two.
Cool. Thank you.
Does any other board member want to join, Steve?
No, I can't.
Yeah. You know, I could go down for that one day when that Thursday, because don't I have to be there for Thursday night, Steve?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I would have to go for Thursday, and if you guys are gonna, I could just fly down. Ooh. Yeah, I have to be flying on that
Wednesday.
Wednesday, yeah. And be ready Thursday morning.
Sounds good.
Would that be okay?
Yeah, that sounds good. Right, and then what? Fly out Friday morning.
Yeah, fly out.
Is that what you guys do?
Yeah, Friday morning.
Okay. Sounds good. How does the motion sound?
I move we authorize the general manager and interested board members to attend the 2020 California Parks and Recreation Society State Conference.
Second?
I'll second.
Thank you.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye. Thank you, directors. Next, consider allocating funds not to exceed $25,000 to replace repair 3 storefront doors at the Ambrose Community Center and authorize the general manager to secure a vendor for this project. Woo! Hopefully get this done, huh?
Yes,
this is a long time coming. As you know, the doors, this building is a heavily used building, and the doors have reached the end of their useful life, particularly the primary entrance doors, the front entrance and the entrance to the west that serves the parking lot. We're getting to the point where we may be compromising the facility's security, and that the doors are not sticking as closing as securely as they have in the past. So it's time that we probably address this. We do have money in the budget, and our capital fund's part of our operation budget to fund this project. Again, there will be 2 doors that will be completely replaced, one of which we will have a push button for ADA compliancy. And the door leading into the teen center will be rehabilitated. It's a newer door, and newer, I mean, within 15 years. So they can actually go in and replace parts, so it doesn't have to be completely replaced. It'll save quite a bit of money. So this project is one that has been identified, obviously, by our ADA plan that was formulated a few years ago. And it's something that will enhance the facility for our users. So it's a worthwhile project.
Mm-hmm. Madam Chair, can I ask a question?
Yes,
sir. Mr. General Manager, this is the going into the dining room area, right?
Yes.
The main hallway. It is the teen center door.
Yes.
And it is the front door out.
Mm-hmm. All west-facing doors.
Okay, mm-hmm. So the other question is, what about the door going into the county work area?
The interior?
No, the exterior door.
Yeah. In the back.
In the back corner.
That one's...
We're good?
Yeah, that's one of the newer doors.
I'm just concerned, because, I mean, if we're identifying any, we might as well do them all if there's... So it's fine.
It's fine.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Do you have any other questions, directors?
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to say the county is helping us, the elections office is helping us with $5,000.
Yes, as part of the project for the elections committee, this was the money was allocated for this project quite some time ago. We did, as obviously, we've gotten the ramp part of it done, and we just needed to continue with replacing the doors, and we've now got enough interest in that project from vendors that we can go ahead and proceed with that.
We've tried this before.
We have, yes, and just with a little luck.
Right.
But the $5,000 is specifically earmarked for this door here, so that will actually pay for the access, remote access for the building. So
is the $5,000 part of the $25,000?
It is.
Okay.
Yes, it's included in that.
Do you have a motion, directors?
I move we allocate funds not to exceed $25,000 to replace, repair 3 storefront doors at the Ambrose Community Center and authorize the general manager to secure a vendor for this project.
Second. Thank you.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye. No public hearing. No closed session. Moving on to committee reports, board comments, and items on the agenda. Each board member is given the opportunity to report on committee assignments or make individual comments. Normally, I let the directors speak first, but I just wanted to start out by saying that to thank Steve Hoagland. We had to attend a meeting at Pittsburgh City Council meeting, and my father had just passed away, and I had family in town, so I couldn't do it. So Steve, at the very last minute, went for me, and little did I know that I thought I was just asking him to go for like a half an hour, and it ended up like a 4-hour total. But thank you so, so much, sir.
You're so
I know that's probably not enough, but I thank you very much.
You're so welcome.
So I just wanted to say that. So anybody else have something to say?
Mm-hmm.
No, sir. Thank you.
Madam Chair?
Yes, sir.
Can I ask General Manager that next year the Academy dinner be not on the last Friday of September? Because that's my Boy Scout event, and so I'm heartsick that I wasn't there this year, because it's one of the most exciting things, seeing the mm-hmm. kids and their parents, and me missing it was, I'm just heartsick. So please do it the first weekend in November, or the first, the third weekend in September. But that one Friday night, it was just, I was hard. And even at advanced camp, I'm like, you know, I should supposed to be a big part of this dinner thing. So it really was, it is a big deal for me, and I'm so, so sorry that I missed it. So can we pencil that in for next year?
I just wanted to thank CC Valenzuela, because she's done a lot of work on the foundation, and she's created that workflow for us to move forward.
Good.
And I wanted to announce that we already have a DIN, and we could probably start looking for grants already, even while we're doing this process. So if you hear of anything that would help the district, just forward it to me or to CC. That's it.
Thank you.
Okay. I just have that Dell Chemicals has changed their name to, I had it in my mind. Oh.
Really? They changed their name?
Yes, they changed their name to Corteva. Corteva
really?
Chemicals, yes.
Oh.
And the name went in 2 months ago, but now they're starting to mark everything down, Corteva. And that's the new name that they're using right now. And I'll try to get some, they have a logo and everything to go with it.
Were they bought out, or are they actually changing their name?
They're changing their name, but they got together all their companies and just wanted one name, because it was three different names. But we have right here in Pittsburgh is the old Dow one. But I'll ask if somebody could come to our meeting and talk to us about it.
Neat.
If that's okay.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Lastly, I suggest we close the meeting and offer it to your father.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Does anyone else have anything else to say before we do?
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, oh, thank you. That's really lovely. So do I have a motion?
I will be adjourned this meeting.
Thank you, May. You have a second?
I'll second
everybody,
it.
Everybody, aye.
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 Any names? No.